CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, our special guest.
Dits, you've been far too nice to Gil. You always whinge about umpires. Right. Come
now,
on.
Gil, are you ready? Now,
out of bounds, in the back,
deliberate
holding
out
the ball.
Of bounds. Now, I just want to put it to you this way, Gil. When I sit calling a game of football with the likes of Warren Treadray, Mark Ricciuto, I hear Wayne Carey, Jason Dunstall, people like that, and the ball goes out of play and they say, I haven't got a clue what they're going to pay here. Isn't that a bit of a worry or not?
I think it's time to replace the talent.
Oh, hang on, Gil.
No, but it's a fair question to ask. If we don't know what's happening, surely
we're closer with that one, though. I think we're closer now. Aren't
we? No, we're not. No.
On the deliberate out of bounds, which is what I think you're referring to.
Yes.
I haven't heard any of the shrill Ricciuto squealing for about 6 weeks.
No, I haven't been squealing.
Do you know
too
why? Because we're sick of whinging about it. Honestly, it's now laughable, Gil, and that's the truth.
I don't reckon that's right. I think in your provocative. I reckon if you'd sent to me at round six, you might have had a case. Not now. I think they've worked it out.
Do you know, Gil,
what the rule is, and I reckon it's not the issue it was. And before you roll into me again, I just want to say something. You can't. There's some errors, right? Like players make errors and umpires make errors. But I think you need to also talk about the generally consensus view that the footy's been fabulous this year.
No doubt about that. And part of
the reason why is because of the deliberate out-of-bounds rule, and that actually people can't go to the boundary, so they have to take risks and come through the middle of the ground.
But, Gil,
and
the problem is...
you can't distance the executional issues from what's making happen.
Yeah, but 1 minute you can go to the boundary, but then 30 seconds later you can't. This is the problem, and I would ask why. This is my gripe with it. Why do it? Because, do you know, for 100 years there's been deliberate out-of-bounds. You and I know if a bloke just goes bang and either punches it or kicks it straight out of play, we know it's deliberate. That rule's actually always been there. And no one ever paid it.
Yeah, I can't apologise for 100 years of poor interpretation.
So now, when a kick is absolutely accidental, sometimes off the side of the boot, and you kick it 50 metres and it takes a sideways bounce, you're going, oh, that's deliberate. That's ridiculous.
There will be mistakes. If it slews off the side of the boot, then it's not deliberate, and the umpires have made mistakes. But I don't think you could quote me one in the last month.
Gil, it's not me saying, it's not Chris Dittmar saying this, it's every single person I speak to. So please, it's not a personal attack.
Do you think I don't get much feedback?
Well, then why are you defending it then? Why don't you say, yes, we're hearing
it? Because I think the rule is good and it's made a positive impact on the game.
It's a crap
the occasional
rule.
Mistake.
What about holding the ball, Gil? Are you comfortable with our interpretation of that? Because that's one I would say there's a bit of inconsistency in.
Yeah, and I think that's one that, you know, I have a view, in doubt, play holding the ball.
Yep.
And I do. I would prefer, generally, as a general comment, any doubt about, pay it. And I think that creates greater consistency and it's better for the game.
Yeah. Hey, what you were saying before about the evenness, it is amazing this year. I mean, even the Crows v. Hawthorn.
I haven't finished umpires yet. Sorry, don't move on yet. Hang on, we're only getting warm. What about the third man up in the ruck? This is farcical. We stand and say, Billy and Freddie, are you the two? Yes, I'm going to go up for this one. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I reckon you're full of rubbish. It's a small-minded approach. Maybe,
no,
I don't think anyone's
please.
Talked about the absence of third man up since about week two.
No, we do every week. We talked about it on the week. Do you listen to ABC? Well, this is Triple M here. We're actually modern and up with the modern standards of the game.
What about that song you played before? There's nothing
modern
about it.
You've got me there. All right. You win that argument. But no, seriously, if a team has tactics where they want three to go up, four to go up, so it should be. Like, you cannot meddle with that part of the game. To the point where...
contest have you stood under with a third man whacking you, kneeing you in the back?
That's not the point.
Well,
it's tactical.
Part of it, because part of it's to protect the ruckman.
Oh, please. All right, what about the fact where we stand there and have to wait? Why don't you just throw the ball up, and if a third person goes up, they get pinged? What about when we have to say, who's going up here? Surely that's a blight on the game.
Again, has it worked out for the first 3 weeks? There's some challenges. I haven't heard one issue about it in the last month.
Then you're not listening.
Yeah, not everyone's disagreeing. I'm disagreeing with you there, Dits. I reckon early on some of those rules were inconsistent, but I think the game's in great shape. There'll be some...
I accept that people generally in life don't like change.
Then stop changing it.
The game's in a great shape.
It was anyway. Which of these have made the game better? Seriously.
Well, I agree with the...
The out on the deliberate out of bounds, definitely.
No. Anyway, I'll move on, Rue. Go to your next topic.
You've just sidetracked me.
You want to talk about the evenness of the competition.
The evenness of the competition, Gil. Where, do you think that's just purely from the equalisation stuff, or is it
I think it's a combination of things. I think, you know, the clubs are making, with the ability for the lesser clubs now, with being given additional money, the ability to invest in off-field talent, coaching, development staff. I think the fact that everyone, for the first time in my time in the AFL, everyone's got the same salary cap this year. I think that, you know, the absence of concessions settling down, and you know, I think clubs are doing a good job and playing the system well. So it's a combination of things, but it's just it's maybe we've got, you know, the best year of footy that I can remember.
Gil, thanks so much for your time. If you keep listening, we've got Nat King Cole coming up next. All right, just for you.
I love the irony about you talking about you don't want to change anything. We're listening to music out of the
I want to keep your news, not at this time of the morning. If you want to get up and take our call, we want to entertain. Gil, thanks for bringing the Hall of Fame to Adelaide as well. It's fantastic, and thanks for your time. Thanks so much.
Hopefully see you then, mate.